Painting the Darkness by Robert Goddard. Read by Michael Kitchen. Chapter 1. Part 1. It was 10 years since William Trenchard had first met Constance Sumner and helped her begin to forget the tragedy of her fiancé's suicide. Absorbed at the time in a grief dangerously close to martyrdom, she had at first supposed that no man could ever mean nearly as much to her as the forever absent James Davenel. But in that, as in much else, she was wrong. It was 7 years since the newly married Trenchards had moved into the Limes, a St. John's Wood townhouse acquired for them by William's father, co-founder of the Trenchard and Levis retailing chain. They had seemed in doing so to absorb into their lives the restraint of the pollarded trees lining Avenue Road, and the rectitude implicitly bricked and wainscoted within their stolid household. They must each have thought then that the uncertainties of youth were gone for good and all. But in that, as in much else, they were wrong. It was 4 years since the birth of his daughter Patience had seemed to confirm that William's greater commitment of late to the business of Trenchard and Levis was no transitory phenomenon. His father began then to believe that even if William could never rival the energy and acumen of his brother Ernest, he was at least safe from making of his life anything that was less than respectable. But in that, as in much else, he was wrong. It was just over...